What school did you go to?
Went to St Peter's Junior Mixed Infants and on the corner of Old London Road, and then on to St Julian's.
Have you got any memories of the schools?
St Peter's, yeah, St Peter's was a great school. We used to walk from where we lived on Berners Drive up to St Peter's unaided, and then we used to splash about in the River Ver, the river by the swimming pool. On the side of the bridge, there was a sort of like a pipe that went across. We didn't know what it was. It was just a big steel tubular pipe, and we used to use that. Instead of going across the bridge, we always had to walk across the pipe, and you'd fall in the river and go into school soaking wet and all this sort of stuff. And then, you know, when you was at school, you got a little cap thing. They used to make these little caps with and put one of them little brass sort of like paper clippy things in at the back, and you'd write on it dinner monitor or something like that. And you got awarded to be a dinner monitor. Because I was left-handed, I always lay the knives and forks the wrong way round. One of the canteen lady, a woman called Mrs. Barnes, she used to come round and change them all. And then I got stopped from being a dinner monitor because I laid everything left-handed. You had proper school dinners, and the chef, the cook, and it was all cooked at St Peter's School. It was all cooked in-house. And they used to poke their head out the door, out the window, and shout, "Do you want any more seconds?" And you'd for puddings, and we got some left over because they wouldn't throw it away, and the kids would queue up and get lumps of spotted dick or treacle pudding or whatever, and just they would just your big pile of go away and eat it, because they wouldn't throw any of it away. None of it, and there was no wastage at all. I think the school was actually two schools originally. I think it was Priory Park School was the one closer to the junction of Old London Road and Cotton Mill Lane, and the one further down, which they used to call the big school, when you went in the big school, was actually St Peter's Junior Mixed Infants. I think they joined the two together at the time, because there was a bit of new build between the two, where you went from the playground in the small school to the play down into the big school, and there was a wooden classroom on the side, which had two classrooms on, and then the main classrooms down the bottom with a big playground that backed onto the Victor Holman's coach place. And there was a gap between, was a big wall. It all had outside toilets. It was all outside toilets there. And there was a gap between the walls where the ball used to go over the fence. And you had to go and climb over the fence to get the ball
get
back.
The football back.
Tennis ball.
Tennis ball.
Yeah, tennis ball. Or it would go under the gate, like, and roll out into Old London Road. And there used to be a chap come along with a three-legged dog. It was a collie dog. And he used to come along at playtime, and he just used to stand and look in the gate. You know, children were playing. Like, there's nothing wrong. You know, he was watching kids playing, and the ball would always go out under the gate, the tennis ball, and the dog would go and get it and bring it back. It was brilliant. Or you roll your dinky court. You used to play football from one end of the playground to the other end. Like, the gate was the goal at one end, and there was a gap at where this wood classroom was the goal at the other end, and you'd be playing football, 10-a-side or 20-a-side football all the way up the playground, and then you'd have girls skipping in the middle of the football game and other kids rolling their dinky toys down the hill, and you'd be kicking the football, like, and you'd, well, the tennis ball, and then you'd kick the dinky toys all over the place.
And you went to St Julian's.
St Julian's School, yeah.
And what was that like?
That was good. Good education, good standard education. They enjoyed the time there, really. My cousin, David Myers, he took us to St Julian's School on the first day, because it was always rumoured that the first years always got bashed up by the fourth years, the hoods from the fourth year. But my cousin, David Myers, was a prefect, and he was a well-built 15-year-old. So we went with him. So we were left alone.
Yes.
St Julian's School. Played in the school football team. No school uniforms, so I didn't have to worry about that. 1963, when the Rolling Stones appeared on the scene, there was me, long hair, right down my back. Wouldn't have my hair cut, I was a big Rolling Stones fan. I must have been the only boy at St Julian's that looked like a girl with the long hair. And I had it all through school. I wouldn't have my hair cut, big Rolling Stones fan. They changed headmasters. I think Mr. Skerritt was the headmaster when I started, and then it changed to a guy called Mr. Andrews, I think. And he was a bit more of a disciplinarian type guy. And I'd been given to become a prefect in the fourth year, because I only stopped for 4 years. I was a prefect in the fourth year. But after Christmas, when Mr. Andrew had turned up, they took it away from me because I wouldn't have my hair cut. But I left at Easter, so it didn't really matter. It was only 10 weeks, so I left at Easter.
And you got a job?
Yeah, went and worked at Hampfield Press, Salvation Army. Went down there with my card from the Youth Employment Office, walked straight in there, had an interview, gave me a job there, and then said, yes, come and start on Easter Tuesday, day after Tuesday, Easter that year. I left school when they broke up for the Easter holidays, started work.
So you're only 15?
15, yeah.
How long were you at the press?
Till it closed down in 1991.